Countdown, of course, to the election, Tom. And I want to remind folks that on October 6th, the first group of states coming up, the registration deadlines for you to register to vote. So just want to remind people to check your local, in your state, find out what your deadline is so we can be registered in November. 125 years, Tom, the United Way has been around. Of course, so many people know about their volunteers helping nonprofits. But for the first time, they have an African-American CEO of the United Way USA. She is Stacy Stewart. She's been involved in the nonprofit sector for so many different years. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. This is a huge, huge deal for, you know, for the first black CEO of the United Way. And for you, what does it mean for you historically, but also your goals really in terms of trying to drive the United Way's nonprofit efforts?
Well, Roland, thank you. And it really is an honor for me to both lead and serve this network. As you mentioned, we've been in existence for 125 years, and For that time, we have done an amazing job across many communities to help improve lives for many, many people, especially in the three areas that we call the building blocks of a good life: education, financial stability, and health. So it really is an honor for me to continue to lead this network and continue to grow our effectiveness to be able to serve the needs of so many people in those areas. And we've got a lot of exciting things to celebrate, but we've got a lot of a great future to look for as we move ahead. So it's a great honor for me.
How's the United Way been doing in the recent past?
Well, one of the things, Tom, and I think you'll really appreciate this because of your commitment to education. You know, as I mentioned, our three focus areas are making sure that people have opportunities for a better life by getting a great education, getting a great job, and living a healthy life. And one of our big initiatives that we've been working on now for many years has been in education. We have a history of focusing on making sure that kids enter school ready to learn, that they're reading on grade level by the end of third grade. But to join with you, Tom, we've expanded our focus to ensure that kids all around this country are graduating on time from high school and are college and career ready. Mm-hmm. Your commitment to HBCUs has been amazing. And we know we have to do much more in this country to make sure that all children, especially children of color, are not only ready to enter school, ready to learn, but they're also graduating from high school and ready for college or career. And unfortunately, too many of our kids are dropping out and are not prepared for the jobs of the 21st century. So our focus at United Way is to make sure that we improve the outcomes, the educational outcomes for many more kids, especially working within African American and Latino communities. You know, we have great partners like Susan Taylor of the Essence Cares movement, faith leaders and African-American ministers all around the country. A lot of people know our partnership with the NFL, and they know that we've had that in place for many decades. But what many people don't know is that we're very closely aligned with players like Nnamdi Asamoah and Cam Newton and other African-American players who themselves have committed to work with us to recruit 1 million volunteers to be readers, tutors, and mentors, especially in those communities and in our communities that need the help the most. So we've got a lot of exciting things going on, and we're excited to move forward together.
Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a huge deal, Stacy. Last question from me. You got to raise money, obviously, in this tough economic times. Are you seeing a downturn in that? And then how are you spurring people to say, even in difficult economic times, we still must support nonprofits and the work they do?
You know, it's a good point, Roland, and there's certainly no doubt that all nonprofits have had a rough going here over the last few years with the economic crisis.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
I'm proud to say that United Way in this country is still
Tom's testifying.
$4 billion, and we're using that money to invest in nonprofit organizations and in communities, but it's still a struggle, and it's one that we're going to continue to work on. The resources are important, that's for sure. But what's important is that everyone knows, everyone in this country has a role to play in improving the outcomes of lives for people. And that's the real purpose of Unite Way, is not just to say that we need financial resources to apply to the issues that we're working on. We need volunteers. We need people to lift their voice, to advocate for change. And that's really the whole point of Unite Way, is to bring whole communities together, people from all walks of life, all stakeholders, mm-hmm. who say we care about these issues, join United Way in these efforts. And, you know, we have our brand is really not only United Way, but it's really something that we refer to as Live United. It means
Well, Tom, a living black history fact.
Together to work on these issues as one, because America will only succeed when all of us succeed, and that's our purpose. That's our mission at United Way.
Well, you are living Black history fact. Stacy Stewart, the first African-American CEO of the United Way USA. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
Congratulations.
Much. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right, 23. 23, past the hour.